Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Jewelry isn't a gift you give just once. It's a way to remind your loved one of a beautiful moment every time they see it. Blue Nile can help you find the gift that says how you feel and says it beautifully with expert guidance and a wide assortment of jewelry of the highest quality at the best price. Go to BlueNile.com and experience the convenience of shopping Blue Nile, the original online jeweler since 1999. That's BlueNile.com to find the perfect jewelry gift for any occasion. BlueNile.com.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to Our Culture Gaming. I'm Scott, joined by Josh.
Hello, Scott.
Josh, a friend, I was going to say your friend and mine, Jeff Grubb, the farmer himself, Jeff Grubb, is out there with a potential leak. Now, he's describing something that is quite vague at the minute, but it gets increasingly in focus the more you sort of break down in regards to the Mortal Kombat franchise, in regards to where NetherRealm are at. Trying to develop Mortal Kombat alongside an Injustice game. Now, this comes from Jeff Grubb's show that he does over on Giant Bomb called Grub Snacks. And he's talking about what NetherRealm are doing right now in regards to how they're developing stuff, and references the fact that earlier this year, you might already remember the whole thing with WB Games merging with Discovery, and how that meant that for a quick minute, all of WB Games, the gaming divisions therein, you know, Avalanche, Monolith, NetherRealm, Rocksteady, all that stuff was kind of just up in the air for a bit because we didn't know what was going to happen with those things and whether or not someone like NetherRealm was going to be offered up or auctioned off to someone. All that seemed, it's kind of still up in the air, but that did result in a company called Playdemic, a mobile game studio from Warner Brothers, being sold to EA. So it's still kind of ongoing, okay. But that was one of the things that happened. Point being, though, that Jeff Grubb brings it back around and says that what he's heard, or the idea that NetherRealm are actually prioritizing Mortal Kombat over Injustice, lines up with what he's heard. The assumption being, or the reason being, that they don't want to work on Injustice because if the Warner Brothers stuff falls apart, then they'll lose all those licenses, they'll lose all the character, you know, all the reality of working with those IPs, so it makes more sense for them to focus on Mortal Kombat 12. I did want to bring in some other stuff as well, because WB Games have the S word on YouTube, a horrendous history with organization in video games. Like, there was all the stuff with Shadow of War, there was all the stuff with the cancelled Suicide Squad game, there was all the stuff with the cancelled Arkham, the Damian Wayne Arkham game. And it just seems like working for Warner Brothers, the video game umbrella, is one of the worst things you could do. And I would imagine that NetherRealm, they've still managed to do really good games overall, sequentially. But at the same time, I would imagine it would make sense to be like, these guys are unreliable as hell, and we're actually just going to prep for a future where we don't even work with them.
I mean, yeah, it does make sense, like you say. Working with Warner Brothers as a publisher, even when they're not under the threat of being sold off or having their owner being taken over by someone else, replaced by someone else, it's been all over the place. Like you said, it's been this kind of like weird tip where some developers have come out unscathed, like NetherRealm. Like you said, they've put out great games. They have had a few scandals along the way in terms of microtransactions, but they were very quick to rectify them and win back over fans instantly in a way that stuff like Shadow of Mordor just didn't, or was it Shadow of War?
Shadow of War
for
the
second one.
Yeah.
That's the one, yeah. But when it comes to this specifically, it kind of took me a little bit by surprise because it's been a few years since Mortal Kombat 11 now, right? I know they did the big DLC, the big expansion, they've had the re-release on the next-gen consoles, but I would have assumed that it would be at least a few years deep into another game, presumably Injustice by now. And there were all those rumors that apparently they were doing a Marvel fighting game, which was a collab, obviously, with Disney and Marvel. And I don't really know what's going on with those titles, because it felt like, at least to me, that they were quite far along in development, or at least they had put some good time into it. So the pivot to MK, while it makes sense within this context, and I'm not doubting Jeff Grubb because he's been writing a lot of things beforehand, it's just kind of makes me wonder what they've been doing or whether they started work on something else and have put that on the back burner in favor of MK, or whether it was always just a decision of like, well, we don't know what's going on, let's just make a sequel to this because we know we own the characters, we own the license, we know how to do Mortal Kombat, and that's going to be a surefire thing, rather than like exactly what you said, we make another Injustice game, get sold, and have to then wrangle with Warner Brothers about keeping getting a license are paying for the license.
Well, there's a lot to this in regards to like what do you want from NetherRealm? Because for me, they I mean, obviously there was a weird period in the 2000s. I personally loved it where they dove into it. Was a lot of Mortal Kombat sequels. The villains got worse. I think it was Apocalypse, Big Fiery Man. Then they had the kart racing spin-off. There was the chess stuff in those games. Like I said, personally big fan, but the sales dropped the hell off. And that company, you know, NetherRealm, back when they were Midway, were about to go under until they managed to get, like, you know, resurrected or whatever by Warner Brothers, led to Mortal Kombat 9, 10, and now 11. And 11, for me, is the best one by far. And like you said, there's been a lot of post-game support for it as well. Like, for me, MK11 is this, like, stellar culmination of everything that they've learned. And I think NetherRealm are one of the best developers in the industry because of all that stuff. But like you said, you know, for me, MK11 is still pretty active. Like, that was my go-to casual game for a long time after the campaign. And they did the Aftermath stuff, and they plugged in a whole bunch of extra characters. And I know that within some ranks of the fandom, they want more stuff. They feel like it was ended quite abruptly. There was a lot of communication on the social media channels that just sort of abruptly ended. And I know some people are quite miffed with that. I'm not remotely, personally. I think they've gone above and beyond for that game. But at the same time, my point is that Mortal Kombat as an IP is pretty much entrenched in pop culture. Everyone knows the movie, like the animated movie's out next Monday. You know, the game, like I said, has been supported a lot. So I kind of come back to what do we want from NetherRealm, or what can they even do? And I bounce that off the fact that if they're working with Warner Brothers, one of the most, you know, sticking their claws in publishers ever, look at Shadow of War, is there even any way that they could sort of shadow develop Mortal Kombat? And I just don't even get the reality of that. So I actually kind of will cast a bit of doubt on Mr. Jeff Grubb, on the farmer himself, because I kind of just wonder, how do you even do that? Like, surely they have meetings, production meetings, surely they have deadlines to hit. And the idea that they would be sort of slyly developing Mortal Kombat alongside instead of Injustice or the Marvel game. The Marvel game, too, came from that Game Informer interview. I feel like a lot of people just ran with that, which obviously including us, because it was a hell of a talking point. But I just wonder the base business reality of maybe they can't prioritize combat until they get out of the deal with WB. But I guess it's also that whole thing of, like, what do you even want from NetherRealm at this point?
Yeah, totally. I mean, for me, it depends on what they've been doing for the past few years, right? If they've been all hands on deck supporting MK11 and they don't have Injustice very far along, or if they don't have this Marvel fighting game very far along, then I can see them now having these conversations with Warner Brothers and being like, look, you don't even know what you're doing. You've not confirmed whether you're going to be selling these studios, whether you're going to be keeping them, what's going to happen to us in a few years' time. Why should we start to make an Injustice game when we can make something that we know will survive any kind of transition? And I'm sure ultimately Warner Brothers wouldn't be too disappointed with that, because while Injustice obviously sells, Mortal Kombat sells more. Mortal Kombat is like the franchise. It's like bigger than ever. It sells so well. MK11 did so well, and I don't think they're going to like turn their nose up if that was requested. They're not going to like say no. It's not like they're asking to do kind of like a new IP or a new project that isn't you know, solidified in the culture and the way that Mortal Kombat is. But yeah, for me, when it comes to what I want from NetherRealm, I do want to see diversity in the portfolio. I've loved this double header of Mortal Kombat and Injustice for the past few years, but I was really excited to see what they might have done with this Marvel game, to see what they might have done with another franchise, you know, bringing a bunch of stuff in. They always have the great Warner Brothers characters as guest fighters in both Injustice and Mortal Kombat. You know, we've had, you know, Arnie in there, we've had the Predator, we've had Aliens, and we've had we've had Michael Myers and all that stuff.
Yeah,
that was Injustice. But still, you know, across all the different games, you know, why not take all of those and do like this, you know, almost Dead by Daylight-esque smash-up of these great characters fighting together? Like, why not go nuts? But for me, I guess I'm just so fascinated by this deal because it has, like you said, been up in the air for nearly 2 years now. You know, last year AT&T were going to sell WB as a whole, then they decided not to, so then it felt like NetherRealm was secured. Now it's been opened up with WB Discovery this year, now it's back up in the air. I just feel really sorry for all of the teams under that umbrella because it must suck, not only working during pandemic times from home trying to get these games out, but also working under this just kind of constant uncertainty about what the hell your studio is going to look like in the future, whether you're going to be at Warner Brothers, who you might get sold off to, whether it's Microsoft, whether it's EA, whether it's whatever. So I guess that comes around to potentially my final question for you, Scott Hilford. When it comes to NetherRealm specifically, do you want them in the future to stick with WB, or would you actually welcome them being sold potentially to a Microsoft, to probably less so an EA, but you know what I mean, to sold off to someone else who might give them a little bit more creative freedom, perhaps.
Oh, I wonder. Yeah, I'd have to. I wonder about those, because the thing is with NetherRealm, you would assume that, although, like I said, they were a studio that were very much resurrected, very much saved from themselves at the end of the 2000s, the very beginning of the 2010s, and maybe because of that, they're sort of beholden. Warner Brothers have more sway in saying that, well, this is what we're going to do going forward. I would love more stuff from Ed Boon's mind. Like, I love where the hell is Mortal Kombat Shaolin Monks, for one thing?
Where is that game?
Where is it, Edward? Max Payne 3. I'm just saying games that I want. But in regards to stuff that should clearly be available, Mortal Kombat Shaolin Monks is a brilliant, and he's acknowledged it as well. Boone's tweeted about it a few times. He put a poll out saying, what do people want to see from us or whatever? And one of the options was Shaolin Monks, won by a landslide. Where is it, Edward? It's not here. Where is it? But my point is, to bring that back, dude loves putting out these little side things. Kart racing, chess games, all these weird spin-off minigames to clearly just, you know, scratch the itch of curiosity, the itch of creativity that they had across the 2000s. And I would just love someone like an Ed Boon, one of the original veteran auteurs of gaming, to do more stuff. So yeah, I would love that. Mm-hmm. I do wonder how much that clashes with Warner Brothers. I feel like WB have got a bit better in, like, recently, but, like, super recently. Like, there was that whole period where they were terrible, where Shadow of War had the orc loot crates. But even they were taken out after about a year or so when the data was clear that they weren't doing very well. For me personally, it's whatever benefits the creative side. I wonder what the hell that is. But I could absolutely see a reality where they double down on the stuff that they can control. It just seems really weird when, like I said, the idea of the literal machinations of developing a game almost in secret, like where you've got to meet all these production deadlines elsewhere. Let us know what you think down in the comments below. Would you prefer Mortal Kombat 12 or Injustice 3? For now, I've been Scott from WhatCulture.com.
I've been Josh from WhatCulture.com.
And we'll catch you next time. Bye-bye.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.